guys, I'm Kelly out of 411. I'm back for another What's the 411 episode. How is everyone doing? I hope you all are great. If you guys have not heard, the VMAs have pretty much put out a list of performers that will be performing at the 2021 Music Video Awards, okay? There are going to be performances from Doja Cat. There will be performances from Lil Nas X, Olivia Rodrigo, Carmella, Cabela, and some more artists as well. Now, later on, it was announced that Chloe Bailey will be making her solo statement as well that night. Now, this was announced a few days after Normani put up these tweets after Cardi B suggested that Lizzo and Normani should be performing, okay? Normani pretty much let us all know that, hey, she just wasn't invited to perform. And many of her fans were like, wait a minute. Normani just put out a dope video featuring Cardi B, smash song. Why isn't she invited to perform, okay? And a lot of you all think that Normani is being blackballed, all right? I will be honest with you all and say that I honestly, for a good little minute, thought, I don't think Normani is being blackballed. I just think that Normani doesn't have the right team, okay? That was my thought for a very long time until I had to look at some of the facts. Normani is definitely being blackballed, you all. Normani is a talent. Normani is a showstopper, okay? Normani was born to be a star, okay? But when it comes to this industry, there are chosen ones, okay? You hear a lot of these celebrities and stars talk about chosen one. There are particular chosen people, okay? And it doesn't matter how talented that you are, if you're not chosen, then you will not be as big, okay? It doesn't take away your talent. It's not to say, okay, well, you're not chosen and stuff like that. Like, does that make me not talented? No, that's not true at all. But the music industry is politics, pretty much, okay? Think about this, okay? She was on a girl group with Carmella Cabela, okay? As much as you all want to feel like, okay, they don't even make the same type of music. Like, what is this talking about? But Normani had a performance at a late night show. It was suddenly canceled, but then Carmella Cabela is all of a sudden performing. Okay, Carmella Cabela is now performing at the VMAs. Normani is not invited. Okay, very strange. Right, especially when you look at their performance level, okay? Not saying that Carmella is not talented, but Normani is a showstopper. You put Normani on anybody's stage, she is gonna be the talk of the night, okay? She's gonna be the talk of the night. Putting Normani on the stage with this lineup, she's gonna be talk of the night, okay? Then you have someone like Chloe Bailey. Love Chloe Bailey, so excited about her solo career. I'm not surprised, she's a true talent herself. But the night that she's supposed to be debuting her solo single, going solo, putting Normani, who is a showstopper, on the same stage as her, is going to what? It's going to take the shine from her. You get what I'm saying? This is all in the works over here. And they are truly, truly, truly not going to let Normani reach that peak. They're not. They're just not. Why? I don't know. You know what? I don't know, but I have kind of a idea of it, okay? Do I think it has something to do with looks and stuff? Absolutely. Let's keep it real. Absolutely. Okay? I do absolutely. I think that Normani being a dark-skinned woman plays a part in it. I think Normani's personality plays a part in it. When it comes to entertainment, these days, it's not necessarily about the talent. It's about being overly sexual. It's about being a goofball and being controversial. And Normani is the type of girl, when she does her job, she puts on the show, and she goes home. Okay? All right? She does what you would think that an artist should do, right? Focus on the music, focus on the craft, okay? Then the fact that Beyonce is pretty much the leading female artist right now when it comes to talent, singing, everything. Beyonce is the leading artist when it comes to that, okay? Rihanna definitely is too, but Rihanna and Beyonce are definitely in two different lanes. The music, their styles is totally different. So it was never a competition thing there, right? But Beyonce is a mom, Beyonce is a businesswoman, and Beyonce is not gonna be able to do Beyonce forever, okay? That's just the truth. All right. There's always somebody who's supposed to take the king and queen song. There's always supposed to be somebody. I always thought Chris Brown was supposed to be that person to take Michael Jackson's place. And this wasn't just like, oh, Chris Brown said, oh, I'm going to take Michael. This was all planned. This is all industry planned, okay? Who in this industry can pretty much take Beyonce's place when Beyonce decides to just focus on motherhood and being a businesswoman, okay? Normani has the equal talent. Normani is beautiful and stuff like that. But, like I said earlier, there are chosen ones. There are chosen ones that make these decisions, okay? Too many of these girls are talented. Like Tinashe, Seven Streeter, like these girls will pretty much have the same thing that some of these big stars like Beyonce have. They can sing, they can dance, they can act, they can put on a show. Why are they not? It has nothing to do, oh, they're not working, they're not putting out music. Come on, it's not that. It's not like they're just sitting there at home, just not putting out music, not doing anything, not putting out music videos, doing nothing. It's not like they don't want to perform. It's not like they're turning down gigs. They've just not chosen. Chloe Bailey is the chosen one right now. Chloe is going to be making her debut solo single out on the VMA stages, and this is going to be the night, and then her music career is going to solo. Rocket, like, pew. She's gonna take off. Chloe's gonna take off. Okay, this is all planned, and it's not some type of plan that Chloe probably had. This is higher up. Okay, when these record labels and these people invest money in you, you now belong to them. You are an investment, all right? Money has been invested into Chloe, okay? This is her night at the VMA Awards, the biggest award show of the year outside from the Grammys. So there's no way her team is gonna let Normani, who is a showstopper, touch that stage and outshine her in any type of way that night. This has nothing to do with Normani. It has nothing to do with Chloe. This has all to do with the politics of music, okay? I love Normani. I think she is talented. I think she's one of the most talented girls out here. But guess what? Talent does not matter when you are the chosen ones. How many artists have we seen rise to fame and they can't even hold a goddamn note? But they have the look and they have the...
Never thought I would be the one to make it. I got a couple packs and I need to be making. Cause that money on my mind, you know what I'm saying. That's why we cruising, feeling so amazing. Yeah, we know what it take. 500 plus one, repping every day. Taking over the whole city, the threes are raining. That's why we cruising, feeling so amazing.
Put your threes in the air and weigh your threes up like you just don't care. Yeah. Put your threes in the air and weigh your threes.
And it's messed up. It's honestly messed up. And I honestly think that Normani honestly just needs to be independent. What's going on right now currently with her? She needs to be independent because it's the safest thing for her. That's how she protects her creativity. Normani should be independent. Normani should definitely be independent, okay? I don't know if anybody has told her this or suggested this to her, but she definitely needs to be independent and she needs to leave her label before they drop her. She needs to be independent, you know? They're not going to, listen, you all, they're not going to allow Normani to be a big world superstar. They're not going to let Normani do it. It doesn't matter what song she puts out at this point. It doesn't matter if she does a song with Michael Jackson comes down from heaven and does it somewhere. It does not matter. Normani is not the chosen one. They have not chosen Normani. And that's sad. And that's sad. And I think a lot of artists need to understand how cutthroat this music industry are. It's not about your talent. There are so many people lined up, literally lined up over there. Talent. And while they're sitting up there waiting for a term, there are people who have not even put in the work and people who don't even have a passion for it, just walking right on past them, taking up opportunities. It's not necessarily that these artists are not doing this. It's their teams and their labels doing it. You no longer are a person. You are a investment to them. And they're going to make sure they do every single thing they can do to make sure that they get their investment back. You know? Normani is blackball, you all. Normani is blackball, and the best thing for Normani to do is be independent. Normani, if you really truly care about this music, you care about your craft, go independent and put out your music and build your core up organically, because this industry is not going to do anything for you. You have not been chosen, baby, unfortunately. And to be honest with you, I think it's a blessing that you have not been chosen. It's a blessing in disguise for your peace and for your health. So what you got to do, you got to do two times the work, but you need to pretty much get out of them labels. But get away from them labels, because everybody has a hand in it. Everybody has a hand in it. It's so much bigger than what we all know. And people like Chloe and people like Normani or innocent bystanders, you all know. Don't think Chloe was surprised when her team called her and told her that she was performing at the VMAs debuting her solo single. She probably was like, wait, why would they? That's odd. Like, I haven't even put out the song yet. We don't even know how well the song is going to be. I'm pretty sure she's such an innocent girl. She probably like, that's so strange. No, it's not strange, baby. That you are an investment to them. And they're going to make sure they get every penny's worth. You know, it's sad. I think it's really, really sad. You know what I'm saying? It really is sad how Normani is treated. You know, the last single, Motivation, it really wasn't that, you know, it wasn't really that song that everybody thought that she needed to do. But if Normani was actually chosen to be that girl, that song would have did way bigger. Now she gives us a song, much more likable. People are really gravitating to it. Had a female rapper on it. And she's still getting the same treatment. Come on now. Come on. Come on. Normani needs to go independent. Let me know what you guys think in the comments. Do you guys think Normani is being blackballed, or do you think Normani is not that girl? Let's talk about it in the comments. Let's get real, all right? And I'll see you guys on the next What's the 401 episode.
Hey, y'all. Just want to say thank you so much for watching the show. Hope you enjoyed it. If you enjoyed it, don't forget to like, comment, share, and of course hit that subscription button. I am grateful for every view, whether you like me or you don't. And don't forget, I got a podcast too. There are exclusive episodes on that podcast, so don't forget to go check that out as well. They're on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Pandora. Baby, I'm everywhere, okay? And follow me on social media. I'm Kayla Got the 411 on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, Tumblr. Baby, like I said, I'm everywhere. Thank you again for watching the show, and I'll see you on the next episode of Kayla Got the 411.